what in Czech means just mild meal. That's the chit. All right. So it is based upon the mokia, the first mokia for that chit is one of the game, by Yaakov Goyim. Now, the Rashbo, but he's the chirik. The Rashbo kosap, kol sirche sheomarnu in hefres, ben in tiyovo v'chazoko, in other words, that it's impossible to remove it from your chayodayim, ben shi yedako shemidakes, v'loi ki halolu, shemimiachim biyat, v'mismuacho, teilin lihokim, v'cholanei aginkei, כאילו מאכילים טריפס לישראל, שזה לא שמענו מחכמים בשום מוקים. עד כאן. I mean, the Rashbo, and you can be sure that the Rashbo was not the type of a person who just, you know, talk too much and will. So the Rashbo says, כאילו מאכילים טריפס לישראל. In other words, so he was very... So he felt very strongly against this shite of my Yaakov Goyen that any adhesion that is readily removable from me of Miyodai, so is not easier. Atka. Reye shenikwo bimkeim chituch ha'enis, bigabo ha'eni, ho'une, kineged ha'deifen ksheo, that we tegmore daf memches, b'chein adin, b'chol, בכל השולי שכנגד האליס למיילו עד הארוכו כשהו מפני שעמוק עם צער ונדחקס לדייפן והוא סייסמי ונדחו דייפן עד החוט של נקרי מן החוזן דפרסט ומשום ואילך ניקחו חוזן ודווקא כשהנקב כנגד הדייפן So when Gemara said יש ניקבו ודייפן זית מסו כשירו תח ממחס so it is only if the נקב is כנגד הדייפן אבו אם ניקבו מבפנים מבפנים means towards the other side towards the lave towards the lave so Visir Chayetze is what there is a layer of tissue. That's the addition. That is Yetze that extends from the Kamoye side to the Deifen. So it's like only if the Nekev is in the exterior surface, but not if it is in the inner surface. Towards the lave. The exterior means towards the ribs. And the inner surface means towards the lave. So, Atkan, Kosova Rajma. Nikev vishipule yoe une. Nikev vishipule yoe une. At the bottom. Visir choyetze isladeif and treif. Cheshishin shemo mipnimibo. So, only when the nekev is in the gav ore. Gav une. In the exterior surface of the rain. Kosovalito, imnikav biune, visir chayle minune, lidayfen shesadeim umokshem. In other words, I mean the rosh is chayik. But according to Balayito, even if the nekev is not mamesh kineged. Not mamish kineged, the deifen to which it adheres. Even though the nekev is in the une, and the tzirche is elem in the une, the deifen shebisad umo, it's also kshir. Avo adin yov yoroz al kosa, im asir cho yeitzis mbein chituch shebein une le une, vinischeches le deifen, o im igavenis nischo le deifen, chutz le meitzach achozet reifen, שאין הדיפן סיטמוס In other words, why? Because the Gemara says that the reason is why Reishen she nikva v'tefis et moso yiseiro is because it's mokim rebuse. So that is mokim rebuse. But if you have a nekev in the une and the sirche yiseilem in the une to the defen that is opposite the ume, not the ume. Now you see, if you have a nekev here in the ume, and then you have, let's say, you have the tsloyim here, the defen. The defen means the ribs, and you have the tsloyim here, and you have tsloyim here. So if there is an addition coming out, mamesh, the nekev is here in the ume, and it comes out to the extent to the defen that is mamesh kineged. That is mamesh kineged, that nekev, then it's a protection, then it's rebuse. But suppose the nekev is here, but then there is an addition that runs obliquely, and it adheres to the defen that is neged ume. So then it's not rebuse. Then it's not rebuse. Shim kol kozem. Avdin yovi oroz al kozem ma'asir yitz mechito shibunin ulunet nisras li deif. Oy mi gavoy nis nis li deif chutz lo mitzah chozet treife. Shina deif en sit boso. Kozem arash bo mishma genim shim kol agaf shol ume. Me'ashlo basu lo mailo dov bishetre kshero. Shekach marin. Shadvorim shezu ibriyuso. Bamed dvorim amurim bishikol agav dovuk la shetre. Avol nish pitzol shim kol agav dovuk. Ela shetre treif. Vod the even say sem davke kishu kineged aboso shebin atzlois. Only if it is blocked by the boso between the ribs and it's intertwined vi umisubach vi nechaseidim with boso. Vod is somewhere bipsor. The Gemara says dav memches. Avol kineged atzlois. But if it is blocked by the ribs themselves, not by the boso between the ribs, and he says it. Now the question is: we look in the boso, we come to the atzlois. Was the cause of a Rambam? Abu Meir mino Eisrim, vani me matirim. So I mean, from this Rambam, we see that there is nothing wrong in his son, and the Talmid being chelik and his father and his rebbe, because I mean, Achelik mentioned it. Because the Gemara says Zeo Meir v'lichelik alvorov, so it doesn't mean v'lichelik alvorov that his son is not allowed to be chelik and his father in a din, or a talmid is not allowed to be chelik and his rebbe in a din. It means chelik is lov. It means if, let's say, people are standing, and then the father says something, or the rebbe says something, and then the Talmud or the son is chelik. But if it's not in the presence of people, but just in mention, I mean, as the Rambam says here, Abu Meir mino Yisrim ani matir. So in other words, so both the Rambam and his father, Rav Maimon, so they both agree that if it is blocked completely by the tzloyes, not by the tzloyes plus the boso, then it's not chaymer ribuse. So then it's not a protection if the nekev is blocked exclusively by the tzloyes. So both the Rambam and Rav Maimon agree that it's not ribuse. So it's treifa. The shaila is, suppose it's blocked by both. This nekev is blocked by both the tzloyes and the boso shemina tzloyes. So the Rambam is matir, and Rabbi Maimon asks, "Va'adin yovi orozal kosa v'riyani divrei yisri, like Rabbi Maimon, kibni bikrome lechude lechoshiv stime o'adin name bikrome u'bepsore. Dinei shabos osisim kinegdei و به همین این سیستمه کی میشه که نگه تو ایتم کی میشه که نگه تو ایتم این ایسه ایسه وی رف سرشال میتو رف ریس می سوبر حربی بی باسا اله سال بی میاد ایتماش ما فهم دی تو that according to the Rambam according to the Rambam that when it's blocked by the Bosor and the Tzlois so only if it is Mecht al Mecht 50-50 but if the bulk of it is blocked by the Tzlois and just a little bit by the Bosor then according to the Rambam it's not the protection. Mashein came. Rav Sarsholem is more maker than Rambam. And he's iti rafilein misubachar v'yiposo. El v'soro b'miyad. V'chinkos rabbi Nigershin. V'yisif lahati rafil v'soro b'tzal leis. So rabbi Nigershin is it. But even Rav Sarsholem goen, when he's matir, so he's matir, as long as there is a combination of boso and Slois blocking the Nekev. But if, even though the Bosor is the mute, Mashenkin, if it is completely blocked by Slois, then not. Mashenkin, Rabbi Nigershin, he is even more maker. We think of Rabbi Nigershin, but he said, Vahat Rafi is so bitzalis. So what does he mean, Vahisiv? Rav Sarsholem also said, the answer is, but lechol apoches, it has to be so b'me'at. But if it's completely blocked just by tzloi, it's not. Mashenkin Rabbi Nigershin, he says, even if it's exclusively blocked by the tzloi. Elo shehechdi el hatzrav dike. Veloi mishum reyes el tzloi. Shav yisor b'boso yom hatzrav dike. So on one hand, he's a big maker. But on the other hand, he's machmir. He says that all this there is another machlekes hashem. There is another machlekes hashem. I mean, that we'll discuss Sunday, because that's in the other part of the. When the Gemara says that if there is a rei and nekev in the rei and defense is losing and if the defense is kineh b'sayim and so then it's kshero. So the question is it kshero without the p'tike or it's kshero only with the p'tike? So some rishonim say it's kshero even without the p'tike. And some rishonim say it's only kshero with the p'tike. In other words, we have to detach it from the tereye, to detach it from the deifen, and then we put the tereye in water, and we notice as to whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So Rav Gershon, on one hand, he was a big maker that it can be blocked even exclusively by tzlois without any bosom. On the other hand, he's machmir. He says that it's only chero together with dik. אבל שאיך לא הצדיק, לא אם יש מראה יסד אסלויס, שהביסור בבוסור יום הצדיק, ולא אם יחל עם נסל לבוסור, ובשני לא ימטר בסורך, ועל בבדיקי, ויהוי כעת מה שבסבתי, לתורסס, ובעצם אפילו בדיקי מהנה, ולבוסור, אפילו בדיקי לא ימהנה, ולבוסור, אפילו בלוי בדיקי, שום, why? Because he's מכריע like his father, the Rosh, because the Rosh was machia like Rabbi Maimon. V'rei avalino v'yoroz al kosav ani divrei yisrim. In other words, that it cannot be, if it's blocked by both, bosor and tzloi, so it's not a protection. Uri disovir. All right, up to here. We'll learn now. Up to here. I mean, so it's practically, I mean, this will go over Sunday. Because I don't want, because this is very complicated, and it starts discussing the new Indian now. Similar methods. In Zorich Livdikash Utreifetz, Minastam, Chutz Minorei, Zorich Livdik, Mibayim Avechayo, yeish gosir che. Now there is a long tshuva of Rosh. I don't remember all the tshuva. Kuf chavov or kuf nun vov, one of the two. So there he mentions the, he discusses the inyan, the whole inyan of Bdikas Arayei, whether it's Nigmore or it's Minek. So he mentions the Mokir, and of course the Rosh, the Rivosh agrees with the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rashi Nechum Nafid Veiz, that's within the Nigmore. But the Rivosh, and most Rishayim, that it's obligatory, Midinei Digmore, and the main source for it is the Digmore in Beit Zedav Chofei, of Nitiye Mikatei Araglei Mikatzvai. And then there is also Yerushalmi. Now the Rivosh mentions a certain Yerushalmi, and we don't have that Yerushalmi. So, we don't have that Yerushalmi. But I suppose that when the Rivosh quotes a Yerushalmi, even though he doesn't say what Yerushalmi is, so he means the Yerushalmi Beit. Because the Yerushalmi Beit does discuss about Re'eh. But this Yerushalmi that he quotes, we don't find. We don't have. So the Yerushalmi, so the Rivosh quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rivosh quotes a Yerushalmi because there is a smichus between the posik of Orle, v'chisovei ol oretz untaten gdeishi. It says, v'chisovei ol oretz untaten kolei tzmacho, v'haraltem orlose yespiryei, shol ishonim yeh lochem arelim lo yochim. V'ashon orviz yeh kol piryei kini shivuim madishem, v'ashon ha-chamishis, So we have three psukim dealing with the din of all. And then the next posik deals with Achilas Dam. We say Chlo Adam, we say Nachshu, we say So Yerushalmi says, the Rivosh mentions Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, Lomo Nismechu, we say Chlo Adam. What's the shaykhs, what's the connection? But to advise us, they just as in connection with Nitiya Seitz, a Jew is required to be patient. So it's in line with the Gemara in Beitze of Nituya Mikatiya Ragle and Beitze Dafrofei. Nitiya is Mikatiya Ragle and Mikatzvai. So here too, when someone is shaykhs, so lo yiseichlu al adam. What does it mean, lo yiseichlu al adam? Don't rush. Don't rush to eat immediately after the flow of blood, because when Shach the Behemi, there is a profuse flow of blood. Lo yiseichlu al adam. In other words, first you have to be baby. Because of that, so the a few achenim who say, that is with Raisa, but of course this is, that Yerushalmi we don't even have. But the Rivosh had such Yerushalmi, so it's not smart. There is no basis for that chite, that Bdikas Arayei is with Raisa. All right. So, v'chol ha'piritz gedalei achel b'lei b'dikei yishochenu nochosh. From the lotion of the mechaber, it's mashma, that he paskens like Rashi in Chum, and most Rishonim that it's Medina de Gemara, it's not just a minik, not like the Rambam Shite, that it's only Noag, it's only a minik. And then, but the Rivosh, the same Rivosh, while mentioning Rashi in Chum a few days, that it's obligatory in Medina de Gemara, he also mentions a Chumas Rashi, that it's only a minik. Alright. V'noagu gamkin linfeach kol reye afilu les bereyesi. So in other words, because there's a sharidure, what I mentioned before, there is a shite, most Rishonim say that nifuach is is not required. Is not required. Only the Bdikas Chutz, the Bdikas Pnim is required. Some Rishonim say that the Bdikas Chutz is required, but Nifuach not. But then there are some Rishonim who say that even Nipuach is required. In every case, without an array, without an array, we know how to come to Lifei HaKorei, if you ask the Yesi, or if you ask the Yesi, we kill him, shaloi li napcho, rak im o iso gosir reo im veres al limishmush, vichei li ikea. Now the Rambam himself mentions, even though the Rambam shit is, that nobody came is obligatory in the Nigmore, but Noagu, we hold Israel to be bathing the rain. So then he says, the Rambam says, that there is some are nifeach, every ray, even without any rays. Oh, in Perek Yudalev, Haloch Yudalev, V'yesh mekei mei shenei frin o rei, Shemo yesh bo nekev, V'rei v'am kenis einei frin, שערי לנילה דובר שגיר מחשש ומאילום לא נובחנו ראי בספורד ובמיירוב אלו אם נילד לנו דובר שחשש. Right. מי שקורא בית נבאים לא מכירים שדיברות עיקרי בו כלב או יבחוב עם מינות לו והולך להריז עם יותר רזונים שמניקו בו ישרו חויס ויש מחמירים לבנב דורי. So, in other words, the Torah mentioned the Machleket Rishonim. True that it's Medina the Gemara, but most Rishonim say it's only Al-Khatim, but the Eved it's not Me'akim. In other words, if it got lost, the Re'e, so it's Muta. But there is a Shite that it is also. V'yesh Machmirin in Eved Re'e. V'hag, V'ravon, V'rialei, V'umod, Chai, V'esor, Shrevei, Posim. ואין לי הטי רק במוקים אפסד גודל ובגדויים ותלויים וחייש שאין סירחס מצויז בהם but by being as gases so even the event if it got lost there is we are matrifed unless there is אפסד גודל so we pass like the Malatoma normal בואי ויחוב מישראל ליצי הרי כדי שדיבודק והרי יקיים סני בחיני סור Uno aschuch al yuno, oil yumo, bein schuch amat, bein schuch al kulo, shal kisino treif, shal kisino ksheo. So how does the mechaber pasken like Rashi? Not like Rabbi Natan, that there is a difference between uno aschuch al yuno kisino, and uno aschuch al yumo kisino. But like Rashi, because there is no difference between uno and dumo. One is bigger and the other one is smaller. So una sukhol uno ilumo bein sukhol maadi sukhol kolosh vekisidon treifo kisidon ksheiro ram vechidush harashbo afilu bilo ibdiki afilu bilo ibdiki again I'm that there is a machlekes but the mechaba paskens if without diki horosh veit poski mi yu imbotku avinim tshashom dekev trei veinit ko kisidron el bishtayim na uye be machlekes what does it mean kisidron. So according to Rashi's own shite, it can even be migav ligav or mechitoch ligav as long as it is between two contiguous unes. But the other shite only when it's mechitoch lechitoch. That's the way you pass. V'nikro kisidon lo bishtayim, so it's lozum mechitoch, lozum mechitoch, lozum. V'afilu belachs, even if it's a blink. V'afilu yesh bapilush, even though there is an opening, a window, chalein it's called, by Rashi. Even if there is an opening in the dish itself, there is an opening, so it's still considered kisidron. Avo migabo shalzu migabo shalzu oy afilu mechitoch migav oy mishipule 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 oy mishipule mechitoch oy afilu mechudi shalzu shetzlo oy afilu mechudi shalzu mechitoch shalzu shetzlo nikashle kisidron. In short, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, what is considered a Kisidron? Only when the addition takes place between the incisions, the cut surfaces of the two unes.
Not as the Mechava Paskins,
that Kesidon doesn't require Dike. But there are more Paskins, it requires Dike.
Why is it so? Because if the addition takes place in the half of the une from the base,
so then it is considered kesidon. Then it's kesidon because that's a normal thing. But if it is not in the head, at chetzion, it's not considered kesidon.
Now the Taz. Now let's see what the Taz says here. V'yeshem lachshir miyika unes atchetzio, afilu mifulish. V'chei v'chei neyagin lachshir. Even though there is a chalei, there is an opening in the sir. V'chei neyagin lachshir kahai. So, afilu mifulesh, afilu balachs, kol shalachsein, kulin limato mechetzio. Limato mechetzio, that means when it's in the head towards the ikea, the base, the root of the wound. King Kosef of Rasha, v'chol heter shal limato mechetzio, haine kisidon davke. V'chim mashma loshin kolbi. וסמך שקוסם, וזה לשם, ומי הוא כלי כסירכם, רק קום ההלך מאונה לאונה כסיטרון, רגיל להחשם, כלי כחלי, אבל לי כחלי, חלי in a window, that means a pillage, an opening in the addition, אבל לי כחלי נטריב, וכי משמע לו של רמו, לדף ככסיטרון, ואם כן יש לעשר, אם ינקרו מחיתוך לחיתוך המלכות לחוד, אלא שבקרוס יוסף קוסם, אבל ראינו להחשם, אם הקרו מחיתוך לחידות, ומשמע בדבר עמוד לקיים הלכה, אלא כסידו ממש בו, וכמשכוספת מסופו, ויש לו מבית לרקוב בי והסמק או אלו, אליו דווקא את חצי, אלו יד, אפילו אם עקרו מלך, מיקר או אינס, from the root of the enem, עד כל צד, בין אינס, דהיינה עד ראשום כושב ולקח עלי, וכן כוסף רשאו בגויס בדיקס, ומה שכוס רמון, רמו כאן עד עם צהוסי, הוא לא שנקסן, הוא לא שסמק, וכוס את מרי חומזל, דינוק עד עד אמצע שהוא לא שבורו, דישום אפילו היא כחלי, אין ניסה. מה שאין כי למה לא מחציו, דישום טריפו כשיש חלי, אבל בלא יחלי, כושר עד למה לא מחלי. Now, so he says, when Ramo says that a sirche kisidro is kosher only up to the middle from the root, but above the middle from the root, in other words, the upper head, let's say if this is the une, let's say, and here is the root, the base. So in other words, So he says only there's an addition up to the middle, up to the middle from the root, from the Iker. But above the middle, not. So the Ta, the Bach, and the Ta say, why up to the middle? Because if it's up to the middle, so then it's Kisi, then it's Kisitron, it's Ribisai. Then it's a natural thing. But above the middle, it's not natural. So that there should be an adhesion. So, in other words, so that's only, in other words, that adhesions normally develop, adhesions kisitron normally develop up to the middle from the Ikea. But above the middle from the Ikea, so it's not a natural phenomenon. This year. So this, the Taz and the Bach say that this, the Ramo has reference to an adhesion that has a window, a chale, a pirush, an opening. So then, up to the middle, so it's natural that there should be an opening in the adhesion. Above the middle, it's not natural. But suppose there is no pirush, there is no chale, no opening in the sirche, if there is no opening, then it's ribisayin, it's natural, even above the middle. She says, Dishom, because of Miri Chomizal, the Nokala Demza, Shehulo Shinbo, Dishom Afiluike Hale in Isa, Mashinkil in Milo Mechetio, Dishom Trevekish Hale, Avogloi Hale in Kosha Lumayo. Why is it so? It's the meaning of Mitzias. You see, these poskim had a great deal of expertise in what kind of a sirche is natural, what kind of a sirche is not natural. So they took notice of the fact that without a pirush, without an opening in the sirche kisitron, so then it's natural to have a sirche even in the upper half of the wood. In the upper half of the body, but with an opening, so then only in the lower half of the une, from the Ikea, but not in the upper half. V'chein bnei agin lahachshir, ki hai b'chesidro, v'chein im yeish ki min krum, b'inuno liuno, oi b'inuno liuno, ki sidron, יצא מיקרי עד המציאוסי אלה הטריב. די דרך הוא ללמוד שיקח. ואין זה סירך, I mean, there is not, you can't say any swores. I mean, these are based upon the observation. It's empirically founded. ואין דרך קרום זה ללמוד שיקח. ואין דרך קרום זה ללמוד שיקח. אלו בינון אלאונה, אוי בינון אלאומה, אבל לא בשומקינס. Avaloy Mishonkins, Dr. Bowden writes that some of the anatomical observations made by the Beit King, that the Kolbe, the Bes Yosef, and the Archimedes mentioned, so are so remarkable. I mean, that some of these things, so he himself didn't know until a certain scientist discovered it. Virvin Nimtzo. ואם נמצא בשום מקומוקים, אין אלה סירחה. וכל מוקים שהסירחה קשירו, אם יש סירחה תלויו, גם באיסון סירחה איס, ויהו נדחו, סירחה כפולו איס קושה. Now, that's even a bigger חידש. In other words, we have one חידש that a סירחה תלויו a sirchot tluyo is kshem. A sirchot tluyo is kshem. But, so then he says, the Bes Yosef mentions another chiddush. Suppose you have a sirchot kisidro. You have, let's say, now,
you have a Sirche Keseta between, let's say, the Una Aruch of Yovo and the Una Emtzois, Keseta. And then, on top, so this Sirche Keseta is between two Unes. But then on top of that Une, you have hanging on a pendant Une, a pendant Sirche, on top of that Sirche. First you have a Sirche between two Unes, between the Una Aruch of Yovo and the Una Emtzois. And then on top of that, what is a Sirche? A Sirche is a fibrous tissue that developed between one Una and another. So suppose on that Sirche between the Una Aruch of Yovo and the Una Emtzois, there is another Sirche, a pendant, a hanging Sirche. So that's called a Sirche Kvula. That's called a Sirche Kvula. So that's also Kshir. That's also Kshir. Now, let's see the Taz. Begavui bechituch. Peru shenisricho bisvasu uno kisidro. Elo sheyeshli istapik imi mechituch lechituch ukshero oi migavu treibo, because we pasken like the Rishonim, that what is considered kisidron only when it's mechitoch lechitoch, but mechitoch ligav not. So now suppose that there is a sirche, but it's not clear whether that addition is mechitoch lechitoch or it's migav. So as linom posarim beim eshekshiris v'chivin sheyesh sofi. So he says, "Im nistapik im migavu bechituch, uchshenei vchinei sohar beinire shehu bechituch, uchsheinei vchinei sokokach nire is asir cheshu mechutz is ksheil." In other words, when you blow it up a lot to the maximum, so then it appears that the addition is between the cut surface of one une and the cut surface of the other une. But when you don't inflate it to the maximum, then it appears that it's not, that this adhesion is not between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other one, but between the cut surface of one and the gav, the exterior of the other one. So in other words, so what is the criterion? The criterion is, how inflated was the behemoth while it was living? Was it inflated to the maximum, or it was inflated only moderately, not to the maximum? So if we knew that this behemoth was inflated, the lung of this behemoth in its lifetime was only inflated moderately, and when the lung is inflated moderately, so then the addition is between gav and chituch. So then it should be treif. But if we establish that the lung in its lifetime so was inflated to the maximum, and when the lung is inflated to its maximum, then the addition is between chituch and chituch. So then it's kshero. But we don't know whether in the lifetime the lung
was expended usually to its maximum or only moderately. So we say, since there is aloche of behim or bechaye or becheskes yisaremedes, but nishchato, so becheskes heteremedes, and here it's even rov behemes, when the lungs expend not just moderately, but they expend to the maximum. So mele we can be telling that in the lifetime the behemoth's lung expanded to the maximum, and that we see that when we do blow up the lung to the maximum, then the addition appears to be bechitoch lechitoch. So it's cheo. This is what how the Taz explains it. Begab bechitoch peir shenis lechob bisvaso unok yisidron el sheish liistapik im bechitoch lechitoch cheo or im begab utreifo as linum basarim behemoth sheim sheiris bechim sheisofik hei choyso nifucho bechaya abeimo im harbe miad hamideno. Al cheska said, "Akin kosa besios b'shem Rashbo mitam nishchatuch, nishchatuch hutro." Why? Mashpach b'zeh b'sif yitzayim. In the nuse de vrod, the rose like low, the chol mokim shetisorech treif, because there are two mentions. Because there it's always shalik yisidron. Because shalik yisidron, it's not natural for the rose like low to have an addition. Even if it adheres, even if the adhesion is between the rose-like lobe and the pouch, va'afilu kula nidvekes me, vo'adin lechol yiseres, lechol eichad yisrich etreif, miu, im ha'vroden bekes limato, b'sheire shalo, im ha'kishalo yesh la'achshe, d'hainer b'seh. So there is one exception. If the vrode is in the bekes, if the addition between the rose like lobe is at the root, so there, and there it's the neckest together with the pouch, so there, then it is natural, then higher the sign. In this rechouno, o yohumo, we have it in the top. In this rechouno, o yohumo, we got gerez. If the lobe or the mother lung was adhering to the windpipe, or lichoze to the breast, or lishamnunes aleiv, the fat of the heart. So that is the epicardium, or lichise, the pouch of the heart. That's the pericardium. Only tafishali, the parietal pericardium. Only tafish akovet, the diaphragm. Only tafish oninusi, she who saved tafishali. At the end of the parietal pericardium. Only rechem, the womb. Only the almero shekirim oligo, I don't know what it is. Oy li simpein ayere b'shtei arugis. That's the ziggis vein, it's called. Oy li knei aleiv. In the aorta. Oy li shamunes an simpoines. In other words, the fat, if it adheres, if the wound adheres to the fat that is in the bronchia, the bronchial tubes, oy li kovet, to the liver, treif. Even though there is no chalev in that edition. So, you see, if there is an opening, that an opening in the pilush is in itself a little bit unnatural. But if there is no pilush, no opening, no hole in the pilush, in the edition, then there seems to be nothing unnatural. But in this place, in addition to all these places, is in itself an aberration. So Mimele, it's straight. It's certainly Shalik Yisidron, because this is very aberrational. I mean, that the lobe should adhere to the windpipe, or to the chose, or to the, or whatever it is mentioned here. V'yesh bakirin, imounes, ho'elienes, הסמוכייס בגעגרס, דבוקייס ממש בגעגרס. ואין ביניהם חילו כלל, שיוכל להכניס עצב ביניהם. In other words, he is not, this shita is not chilikande, etzem din. But it imposes a certain limitation in respect to one kind of zirch. Because the Mechava mentioned a list of zirches. A zirche of the une to the windpipe. A zirche of the une to the chose. A zirche of the une to the epicardium, and so on. So as far as all the other zirches, the zirche to the chose, to the shaman salif, to the kis, to the talfish, talfshalif, talfshakovet. So there are more agrees, but he only places a limitation on the din of the mechaber in connection with the case where the lobe of the lung or the mother lung adheres to the windpipe. So on that he places a limitation. And that way he places a limitation. In other words, now here you have the gageres, where you have number 9. I mean, this whole thing is the gageres, there's the windpipe, the trachea. So he says, imounis or elienis, hasmuches the gageres. You have on the right side, you have that unaham spatzeles, that is smuchole gageres, and here on the left side, you have the uno elieno, that is smuchol gageres. So if that une that is close to the gageres, let's say the uno amispatzales, or the uno elieno, or the uno elieno, is dvukis mamish gageres, veim bechinuk, veim bineyem bechinuk klal, sheyuchal lehachnis, etzba bineyem. In other words, sometimes it all depends. Sometimes this une cleaves and adheres mamish to the windpipe. And sometimes it doesn't adhere to the windpipe. It doesn't adhere to the windpipe. But let's say there is some space, but then a fibrous tissue stems out from this une. And extends to the gageres. But there is no real cleavage. I mean, adhesion. I think that the word cleavage in English is a word that has two opposite meanings. Cleavage can mean union and cleavage can mean separation. So I'm using it in the sense of union. So in other words, so when does the Rambam say